In May this year, two major scientific studies concluded that the West Antarctic ice sheet was in irreversible decline and over coming centuries will melt into the surrounding ocean. The ice sheet is several kilometres thick, locking up more than 3 metres of potential global sea level rise. Now, new research predicts that the melt may occur quicker than previously thought because the waters around Antarctica are warming up. The trigger is thought to be stronger westerly winds, caused by climate change. Dr. Paul Spence is an oceanographer at the Centre of Excellence for Climate System Science.
Well, we're looking at a part of coastal ocean around Antarctica where you have a fairly bizarre situation of warm water sitting next to cold water, sitting next to huge glacial ice sheets. And what we found in our computer simulations is that this temperature structure along the Antarctic coastline is very sensitive to climate change. And in particular, when we look at scenarios for the end of this century, we can find warming of up to 4 degrees Celsius underneath these floating ice shelves around Antarctica.
You said your results in this case were a shock for you personally, that for once you hoped you were wrong. Why? What was the issue?
Well, that level of warming has fairly dramatic implications for the stability of these marine-based ice sheets around Antarctica. So the Western Antarctic ice sheets, about 75% of that is below sea level. And so when you start increasing the temperatures of water to the degree that we're finding in our simulations, it could have quite dramatic and catastrophic implications for global sea level rise.
So why hasn't science picked up on this before? Because this is a much quicker rate of warming than more general models of ocean temperatures have shown. And they're what have previously been used to predict Antarctic ice sheet melt.
Yes. So if you go back to the most recent Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change assessment report, they were using ocean models that were quite coarse resolution and were unable to accurately resolve this unique temperature structure along the Antarctic coastline of warm water right beside relatively cold water. And so when we went to a higher resolution ocean model, we found that this temperature structure along the coastline is very, very sensitive to changes in the winds.
So what's causing this rapid warming? It's all about projected changes in the circumpolar winds, but why would wind affect water temperature, especially at deeper levels? Because you looked at ocean temperatures at significant depth, didn't you?
Yes, exactly. And so what the winds normally do around Antarctica is they tend to cause downwelling. So you have very cold water on the surface. And in the normal situation, this cold water gets downwelled to around 500 meters. Under projected wind forcing scenarios, that downwelling signal weakens. And so you end up having a relaxation of the dynamic barrier between the warm and the cold water. And the warm water ends up just flooding onto these ice shelves. The winds naturally provide a dynamic barrier between the cold and the warm water. And if the winds change a little bit, that dynamic barrier relaxes and you end up with essentially a flooding of the warm offshore water underneath the ice shelves.
Peer-reviewed scientific research on the stability of the West Antarctic ice sheet was published only a few months ago. It certainly grabbed a few headlines predicting the collapse of that ice sheet sometime in the next 200 to 900 years. Does this new work have any implications for those projections?
Yeah, I don't think they consider the type of warming, the degree of warming that we're seeing in our simulations. And so it could essentially speed up those estimates for the West Antarctic ice sheet. Also, we find the warming signals near circumpolar, so certainly parts of East Antarctica would be affected by this signal as well.
Scientists associated with the study say that with both West and East Antarctica affected by the change in temperature and currents, abrupt sea level rise could become more likely. Dr. Axel Timmerman, Professor of Oceanography at the University of Hawaii and an IPCC lead author, said the work suggested the Antarctic ice sheets may be less stable than previously assumed to future climate change. So I asked Paul Spence, is the problem quite simple? That most of the glaciers in West Antarctica are below sea level, so that the ice sheet is more directly vulnerable to changes in water temperature.
Exactly, yeah. But still, about 35% of the area of the East Antarctic ice sheet is also below sea level. So there's potential for a substantial contribution to sea level rise from that area as well.
There's a lot more ice in that East Antarctic ice sheet, 5 times as much, but it's long been thought that being thicker and more stable, that it's not as vulnerable to melting. So what relevance does your work have for the East?
Well, there are certain regions of East Antarctica that would still be vulnerable to changes in ocean temperature. Certainly, it's not as massive as area as the West Antarctic ice sheet, but there are still significant ice shelves there that are going to be strongly influenced by ocean temperature change.
So do we know for sure the impact of warming waters on these ice sheets, or is that the next piece of research?
Yeah, it's a very difficult question. Certainly if you warm the waters at the base of these ice shelves, it is going to increase their basal melt rates. But as I'm sure you can imagine, these ice sheets are very dynamic systems. And so they can be quite quiet for long periods of time, years, decades, and then on fairly short timescales within a matter of a few days undergo dramatic change. And so it's very difficult to put a timeline on when we'll see abrupt changes in the ice sheet structure, but certainly we're providing all the impetus it requires.
You mentioned the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change earlier. Its latest impacts report is quite conservative about sea level rise. At the high end, it's predicting around 95 centimetres, just under a metre of sea level rise by 2100. So are you saying that this new work could cause a rethink about what we may be saying about sea level rise in the next IPCC report, which is due in a few years?
Yeah, well, predicting the future is a really tricky business to get into. But certainly the stability of the West Antarctic ice sheet is of major concern. And we're really just starting to understand the dynamics of that system and also starting to gather crucial observations about what's actually happening to the waters underneath these ice shelves. I'm sure you can imagine that collecting long-term temperature data along the coastline of Antarctica, particularly in the winter, where it's covered in sea ice, at, 1,000 meters depth of water, is a very tricky thing to do. And so it is definitely of primary importance that we better constrain our understanding of that system, because it is a crucial place for global sea level rise.
So how do you collect your data? It must be incredibly difficult in such cold and remote locations.
So for collecting the data under the water, they're just starting to spend more money in trying to understand this place. I know that they're using things like sea lions with temperature measuring devices glued onto their backs. They're also using automated gliders to be able to glide under the sea ice in the winter, and also permanent moorings, so having permanently moored observation systems down there.
Dr. Paul Spence, thank you for talking to RN Breakfast.
Thank you for having me.